Log Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, what up, what up? Welcome to another edition of Sin City. I'm your host, Kaz, chilling with Father Time. What's up, dude?
What up, man?
What's up, Miss Toy? Miss Toy, what's up, baby?
What's up?
Okay. Now check this out, man. This is the thing. This is the motherfucking topic of the day. We venting shit out. We letting shit loose. We going hard on everything. So anything you want to go hard on, we going hard on it. You understand me? Any motherfucker, hey, anything y'all want to say, do, got any problems with anything, hey, that sound like a plan to y'all?
It works for me.
You know, and shit, anybody else that don't like it, that's how we going to do it. You know what I'm saying? When this song go off, we're going to be right back. We're going to hit it. All right, y'all.
Let's get it, shorty. Oh, it's that kid right here, nigga. What's up? What's up, nigga? Where they saying they get it from another planet. 36,000 times, do a somersault. Do it right, you can live your whole summer off. I'm out my mind, yeah, niggas seeing double, y'all. Tell me what the chances of fucking both of y'all. She said loans, we can do it with your eyes on. If that the case, we might well need a light zone. I'm out my mind, just blew 1,000 Swiss and sweet. In my black and orange charger, call it trick or treat. If they ain't ready to, boss, my goons got goons. How stupid, dumb, big, my room's got room.
Why y'all trip? I'm just fine. 1245.
Yo, what's up? You know, my boy, Young Jeezy, that's what I feel like doing tonight. I'm about to lose my fucking mind. What's good, Toy?
Everything, man.
Simon.
What up?
Man, what's good? All right, man.
Hey, man, I'm motherfucking police.
You just got pulled up. Fuck them. Fuck the police. Then what happened, dog?
Speed, man.
Speed.
Trying to make it to the show on time. You know what I'm saying?
Was you actually speeding on them up? Or was the motherfucker just fucking with you?
Nah. Motherfucker was going over the limit. No doubt about it.
So what? Fuck them, shit. Fuck them. Hell. You know what? We started one thing. We said one thing today, but due to the fact that my man had a little situation with the laws, we kind of changed it up. And, you know, I remember once before somebody on the show called in, said I was being an asshole one time because I was venting. So I think I'm going to be an asshole again tonight, and I'm going to vent some more. First motherfuckers I want to vent on, motherfucking baby mamas. Dog. I know you can't comment on this. I know because, I mean, you can if you choose to. But let me tell you, man, I had a situation. My motherfucker broke in my baby mama house, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. So she called. She told me somebody broke in my house. Okay, that's all fine, well, and good. All right, well, what happened, brother? Jibby woo woo. They broke the window on her door. Okay. You know, this motherfucker had the audacity to get an attitude with me because I wouldn't come fix her fucking door.
What?
Well, get an attitude with me because I wouldn't come fix her door.
What?
Okay, and what? You have to look at that both ways. In a sense, okay, you saying it's her door, whatever, but your child is there too, so in a sense, you got to protect
my child ain't there. Yeah, also your boyfriend there, your son there, your brother there, everybody else there. Why I got to fix your door?
You didn't say that. I'm just thinking ain't no man there or nothing. You didn't say that.
Because you're the super.
Well, the boyfriend, yeah.
I'm finna help him feel secure at night. Fuck that.
You the super. Hey, super, come fix my door. Super.
Super my ass. Get a super foot in your ass. That's what all is going to happen. Got a bitch?
Hey, super, fix the door.
Right.
Oh, that's funny.
Just because I got skills, I know how to do a little crafting work. The motherfucker tell me come fix it. They got an attitude. Got a motherfucking attitude with me.
Well, why she didn't tell all the other motherfuckers to fix the damn door?
My point exactly. What the fuck? What shit? Man, and you wonder why I always go down there because you always do shit like that. So for you, you won't child support it out your ass. Motherfucker. I mean, but now, if I'm wrong, tell me I'm wrong.
No, I agree with you on this one. I really do.
Toy?
I mean, you got all these other grown ass motherfuckers.
I agree. Just because of this is being up
on. I mean, you
want to talk shit to
me. Sitting there.
Right. That motherfucker say you got a drill. You got a drill?
Yeah, I'm like a
piece. Shit. Uh-oh. I see trouble rising. Uh-oh.
Yeah, I'm having some technical difficulties right now.
Felicia.
Yeah.
How you doing?
I'm fine.
Uh-oh, here we go.
I ain't finna call no trouble. I agree with you.
Oh, you don't? Reverend. Shit. So you agree with me, right?
Yeah, if she got a man there, maybe, and your daughter or child is not there, I don't see why you need to go fix it.
Okay, there we go. Now, see, That's what the fuck I'm talking about. Then, hold on, I ain't finished yet. My other baby mama, and yeah, I got more than one baby mama. This motherfucker want to get out of tune with me because she in the process of moving. Nah, all right, I have no problem. Right, I'm like, okay, you moving, okay. But I'm going to send the kids over there. No problem. You got to do 4th of July. No problem. Well, they gotta be such and such at such and such time. Now we got a problem. I ain't finna jump around and do whatever the fuck I got to do. I mean, do whatever the fuck you want me to do just because you feel appropriate, because you want to go hang out with your little boyfriend. What the fuck is that? How do I get that? I mean, come on. Tom, help me out with that.
She should have put the, if you were keeping the, since she asked, and made sure that the kids got to wherever else it was, just put whatever
right.
It was beside him.
I mean, I'm sitting there like, what the fuck are y'all sitting at? I mean, y'all motherfuckers want to talk shit to me, and I'm sitting here doing everything I can do? Man, you know what? Then once again.
Fuck all y'all.
Motherfuckers. Now, was I wrong? Felicia, was I wrong?
No.
Now, I didn't pay for all the 4th of July shit. I done bought the outfits, the fireworks, everything. This motherfucker still going to get out of tune with me?
Well, that's why they call him baby mama.
Oh, yeah.
Right,
that's
mama. Okay, but now you know what? I'm gonna give it fair game. I'm not gonna just sit here and hog it all. I'm gonna talk about. Well, I can't. But if anybody feel free to talk about baby daddy, Felicia, Toy, anybody want to talk about baby daddies? Any old bullshit that they didn't came up with or then did? Nothing.
Come on, I know y'all got some bad to say about
it. That's a wrap for me. One of them did, another one in prison, so I don't really got nothing to say.
Well, you should have a lot to say about the motherfucker in prison.
No, I don't.
How you going to... Okay.
No, I don't, because when he wasn't in there, he did what he was supposed to do.
Okay.
Oh, okay, I got you.
As far as the kids was concerned, so I don't have anything bad to say.
So what about you? Any hostility? Anything you want to let loose?
I'm confused.
You say what?
I'm confused as to why my kids chose to put the streets before my kids. Everything in the streets is way more important than him coming to spend time with the kids. I have to literally like cut him off and act the fool with him in order for him to do something.
So you saying he don't see his kids?
What?
You saying he don't see his kids?
No, unless I ask him, you know what, I have to change the phone number or block him from calling. Just so he don't call my kids and make a lie and do all this other crap, because the streets is more important than I'm so passionate.
Really?
And they looking at what he doing, and then it's like, the stuff that he's sitting up here doing, they come back to me and be like, Ma, I love you and I appreciate you because my daddy showed us what's more important to him and you show us what's more important to you, which is us versus all they see is they dead running back and forth and in and out of the streets and all that other crap.
But now, let me ask you a question. Do you bad talk him to his kids?
I used to, but now I because he missed it out. That is just not even worth it, because now I'm at the point where now my ears see what he do, so I don't have to say nothing.
But I'm saying, though, if you was doing it before, don't you think that already poisoned them against him? Like, he
no,
never had a chance anyway.
Nah, they saw it even when we was together, whether I said something or not. And I don't say nothing. I said something like when me and him first split up. I had to explain to kids. You know, and to see the reason why they did it. And that's it. Before they can the best. Listen to me and
okay.
I have to.
So you get a little feedback, like you're breaking up.
Yeah, you are.
Oh, all right.
Abel, what's happening?
Not a whole lot. I think I'm going to pass on this one because I'm not too sure what you guys are talking about, so I just don't want to.
We venting today, man. We talking about anything that pissed you off. We venting out. We whatever the fuck that pissed you off, whatever the fuck you want to holler about, we venting out about it. What you got?
Well, me being a black nationalist, I prefer talking about some of the things that we black people do that fuck us up than elevate us, you know? And I think in the past 2 days, I've been listening to some great speakers from the past, like Malcolm X and
Abel. I mean, you're breaking up. I can't hear nothing you're saying, brother. I can't. All I heard is that you're a black nationalist. I ain't heard nothing else after that.
Okay. I'm going to call back on another phone.
Okay. Yeah, you're breaking up. Okay.
Okay.
Let's keep it moving, people. Keep it moving.
All right, because I don't know what the hell Abel's talking about right now.
All right, well, we got some people that's listening to the show. If y'all want to join in, you got to press that 1. Let us know that you want to join in. You got something you want to vent about?
Hey, I know it's something they want to vent about. I know it's something they want to talk about. Anything, dog. Hell, we can move on to the next one. What about the kids? I know y'all want to vent about these badass kids.
Hey, man, nobody. Is an angel. Mine is
an
angel.
You
said what? Mine
is an angel. Oh, what's that? I got a problem with mine.
What's your problem?
I got a motherfucking problem. Now, granted.
Well, what is it?
Mine?
Huh?
I'm about to kill you, motherfucker. And wait a minute. You know what? Let me put co-hosts on the list of motherfuckers I want to vent on. Co-hosts. Okay. So now, okay, once again, 4th of July comes up. You know, it's time to pop the fireworks and whatnot. So out of the clear blue sky, I see this guy walking up, you know, and I look over out the corner of my eye, and it's her little so-called boyfriend. Now, first of all, you ain't told me nothing about this little boy, you know, this little boy coming over here at all. You know what I'm saying? So then I'm looking at her like, you know, you ain't even asked me, can he come over here? You know, this little motherfucker, I'm sorry, my little angel had to try to get an attitude with me. An attitude with me after I done told her. You said what?
She protecting her man.
Protecting her motherfucker? Is you crazy? I'm her motherfucking man. I'm the motherfucker take care of her.
You keep believing.
You keep believing you're an angel, motherfucker. Is that a bitch? You got a lot of damn nerve. Nah, once again, people, was I wrong for that? Toy, was I wrong? Okay, we're going to go to Felicia. Felicia, was I wrong?
I mean, did the boy do something wrong to her?
No, he ain't do nothing wrong, but, I mean, shit, yeah, he did something wrong. He came his ass over here.
So, what, you don't allow her to have boyfriends?
Hello?
Hello? Yeah, what's this? Anybody choose
to answer? No, I asked you. I can't hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. What was your question again?
Do you allow her to have boyfriends?
I don't want to see nobody. But now the reality of it is...
Well, then I guess you are wrong then, if you don't allow her to have boyfriends.
I didn't say I didn't allow her to have friends, but the reality of it is, I just feel like you're supposed to respect me. If I told you, if you said, okay, Dad, can my friend come over? All right. Cool. But just to walk, turn around, and he talking about, hey, how you doing? Nah, motherfucker, you supposed to call me first. You supposed to let me know.
Hello?
Oh, shit, we got Janine on the line. Janine, what's up, baby?
Hello, how are you?
I'm all right. I'm just venting today. I got some damn things on my mind, so I'm venting. Yeah. Seems like don't nobody want to vent with me, so I'm here by my goddamn
I got a vent. Hello.
Who is this?
This Toya.
How did you get down there?
I don't know. Look, what is up with these married men trying to talk to all these single women and getting mad when they get turned down? Why?
I'll tell you why.
Talking to single
I'll tell you exactly
women.
Why. You know why?
Why?
Because the way y'all dress.
Oh, I have on my work clothes. Are you serious? That don't even count. I have on my work clothes, sweetie. That don't even count.
Get yourself out there, though.
Well, yeah, I mean, some clothes just make us want to ask y'all.
What's up, Ma? Is we fucking or what?
I mean, that's the way y'all come off sometimes.
No.
Do that. You dress like you're looking for something, and then when we approach you, you got a problem.
I have on my work clothes. Did you not hear me? I said it like 15 dang old times. What if you got on your work clothes? Then what?
Well, maybe you work at the strip club. We don't know.
I don't work in no damn strip club.
Oh, God. I'm just saying.
You gotta be funny. Fuck you.
Oh, God. I'm just saying, you know, the way women dress nowadays.
I'm just saying, you're not listening to me. I'm bending about me. I'm not talking about no other damn woman. I'm saying about me.
Okay, now you say why do married men get upset when a single woman turn them down? Is that what you...
Yes. It ain't got nothing to do with what the hell I got on.
All right, you saying a married man getting upset. I mean,
yeah.
What, he just walk up to you, try to talk to you, you turn him down, and what he call y'all kind of bitches and motherfuckers?
Yeah, because he said, I'm married. I'm like, why the hell are you in my face? Why you trying to talk to me? Oh, no, I'm cool. You know what I'm saying?
Wait a minute. Whoa. Hold on. I got now back up. You said if a man come to you, he approach you, he try to talk to you, and the first thing you say to him is, why the hell are you in my face?
No, I'm talking about if he said, well, you know I'm married. After we just stood there and talked, you know, just being friendly or whatever. Not even so much friendly, but just even if you are in this conversation, and you can tell when a man trying to flirt with you or whatever. You know what I'm saying? And as soon as...
At least he told you.
What the fuck? You know what? Yep.
Well, let me contribute to this conversation a little bit. I think
what?
Most of the... Hello?
What?
Go ahead, Abel, man.
Yeah, I was saying that I'm going to contribute to this conversation and give my little 2 cents here and there. I think one of the reasons why guys or married men get mad, like you said they do, is because maybe nine out of 10 women out there who get hit on by married men don't let them down. You know, so it's kind of like the habit now where guys who are not married hit on girls who are not married are used to not being turned down. So if you say no, it's kind of like, man, that girl must be joking. I don't think she's serious about what she just said. It's kind of like that.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you.
That's a good point, man. That's a good point. So, see, you need to blame all these hoes that's walking the streets.
Sound about right to me. Then, see, that leads you to ask that question.
What these bitches want from a nigga?
Because we totally confused. We don't know what the fuck y'all want. Yeah, I mean, it's 20 of, out of 20, it's 19 of y'all saying, yeah, you just happen to be that one to say no.
Yeah, and
all
at that point,
do that. That's
something
that's,
problem.
That's not true.
Whatever.
Okay.
Well, blame them hoes.
Okay, why can't blame a married man?
Blame them hoes, man. Blame them. Fuck them hoes,
no,
Lucky. Fuck them hoes.
Blame a married man.
Fuck them hoes, Lucky. Fuck them hoes.
Well, maybe he ain't happy
right,
at
now,
home.
Come on,
he's looking for something else.
In all fairness. Okay, Tom. In all fairness, now we got to be fair about this. Now we got to get it. We got to give the women a chance to voice their opinion about something. Oh, Janine, what's up, baby? You gonna voice your opinion about something tonight?
About what? What y'all talking about? I'm just listening.
We just venting. Whatever the hell problem, whatever problem we got out, we venting. We don't give a fuck what it's about.
I just want my ex-husband and my ex-husband to stop calling me.
Wow.
Okay,
that's
the next topic. We're going to husbands.
Oh, okay.
What's the problem with it?
What?
What's the problem? If you weren't there.
Well, I didn't left him, and I guess he getting mad. I guess it's kicking in now. So he's sending me text messages. I got people calling my house phone asking for him, knowing that he ain't never lived here. I just moved here.
So what all did you take?
Huh?
What?
What all did you take?
I took, he lucky I didn't take the whole house. I took what was mine. And he agreed.
Why don't you just change your number?
I just got this number. I just moved, it's been, 2-3 weeks ago?
Well, how did he get your number?
I don't know.
Give it to him.
He has my cell phone number because I've always had this number. He does not have my house number. So I don't know. You know, he's been in the military. I don't know. Maybe he might can just do shit like that. I don't know.
No, not
shit like that. You need that motherfucker bad. You give him the number. Did you call him from your house?
No, I didn't. I do have to call him, it's only on my cell phone because he already has that number. I promise you, I have not called him from my house number.
Do he know the same people you know?
Do he know the same people? I haven't given anybody my number except two people.
Well, them are the two people you need to be talking to.
One
of them gave him
So in other words, you got a young stalker on your hands, huh?
Yeah, it seems like that way.
Oh, little tank out of bed.
Well, hey, you know what you need to do. If he comes knocking on the door, it's simple, shit. You come knocking on the door, you know what you need to do. Tama, you ain't gonna tell her what she needs to do?
No, go ahead. In the chat room.
See, you get away from the door. Then after that, that's when you stand on your porch.
I ain't scared of you motherfuckers.
And I say, hey, you good to go.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, like I said, man, tonight, we wilding out. All right, we gonna holler about friends. We gonna move on to the next topic, friends. Who got a beef with a friend? All right, there you go, huffing the puffing, Janine. You got a beef with a friend tonight?
I'm not beefing with my friend. I don't have many friends, but, you know, she just get on my nerves sometimes.
Okay, do tell.
Well, I told y'all I think about her already. How she just introduced guys and be telling them they could get a 2-for-1 with me and her and all this and that. I don't be appreciating stuff like that.
Hey, you need to tell her she need to get on Sand City. Giving away 2-for-1.
So she's giving away 2-for-1.
I'm with that. You know what I'm saying? City with that one. Trying to put a page up.
She can't volunteer me.
So that means if y'all just walking down the street, just walking down the street or walking to the store, I could just look and I'm pretty much gonna say, I'm gone.
Oh yeah, I'm sure they after they get to talking with her, they do think that.
Oh shit! Hey, timer. You fuck around, finish with them.
I'm Rick James, bitch. Enjoy yourself.
No doubt.
You gonna be real. You gonna be feeling real good.
Two for one.
Which leads me to my next one. Bust downs. Who got problems with bust downs? It looks like you have problems with friends and she a friend slash bust down. But who have problems with bust downs? Nobody having problems with bust downs. Abel.
Yo.
You having problems with any bust downs? You know what? Then never mind.
Don't worry about it, man.
We already know. Oh man. Tom, what you having beef with, man? What you having problems with, man?
Man, my life is beautiful, baby. Nah.
That ain't the name of this damn show.
What? You know what I got a problem with, dude? This is what I want to say. Now, my daughter, right?
Not the angel.
She's still my angel. She'll always be my angel. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
A lot of times... You know, sometimes I want to get that phone call, you know, hey, daddy, how you doing? Instead of that, hey, daddy, I need, you know, am I the only person that goes through that shit or what? You know, I get phone calls like, did you pay the bill? Did you pay the phone bill this month? What? How about how I'm doing? How's your day? What's up with that?
That's what they got their boyfriends for.
Whatever.
Yeah.
You want to know what you know? You want to know what the truth is, dog?
What's the truth, man?
Do you really want to know what the truth is?
What's the truth, man?
I'm sorry, man, but...
You can't handle the truth.
I can't handle the truth. You know, I'm
no,
just saying, man, you know, sometimes I just want that... You know, hey, daddy, how you doing, call instead of, you know, daddy, I need call.
Oh,
you
man,
know,
let it go. Well, okay.
Oh, let it go, man. Tank out of bed.
I don't know shit about no tink and no tank tank.
Tink and ink tank.
Call the tink tank. You ain't gonna never get that call. At least today in their damn early, they early or mid-20s.
Mm-hmm.
So what is that? Why do women do that? Why y'all don't love us until y'all get older? Why y'all never love the daddy until y'all get older?
Because of the mamas talking shit about them.
But,
That's what that is. Nah. You got them babies, them mamas out there. Your daddy ain't shit.
Nah.
If you hear that enough, you start to believe it.
Hey, Rod, I guess if you wear a wrist, too, you won't have that problem. It's probably because you're broke like I am. That's the reason why you have that problem. You know, because, you know, women are all about money. You know, it doesn't matter whether they're little or grown or whatsoever. If you don't have money, man, you got issues with them. And I think that's what the little girl has picked up. My daughter is like that, too. She don't call me, you know. She only calls me when she needs something. You know, but she don't call me to say, hi, daddy, what's up, what's going down, you know what I'm saying? So.
Because they all gold diggers, man, gold diggers, all of them.
That's not true.
It is. And you know what? Our daughters
no,
get
it's
from
not.
Their mama.
No, it's not.
It is true.
I treated my father like that, but that was because of his own doing. He didn't come around. He got married, moved on with his life, and got with another woman raising her kids. But you didn't come around and see me, so that was my issue with that. So, of course, I'm only going to call you. I didn't have no great relationship with you, so, of course, I'm just going to call you when I need something.
Yeah, but that's wrong. I have a good issue with my daughter. She still only calls me when she wants something.
Okay, well.
That's the new world order that's been introduced to them kids nowadays, man. I think it's all because of the way white people have infiltrated our style, bringing up our kids, and they love what the white people do versus what we do with them. So it's bad, but it's so true.
I think it's mama's turning them into gold. All it is. A bad mouth in the
dog. So you calling your daughter gold digger?
Her mama. Mama teaching her.
You just said she turned into one.
Okay.
She, that's what you implying.
No, my baby ain't no gold digger.
You just
not
okay.
My baby.
All right.
Her mama. And the rest of these baby mamas out here. Teaching their babies how to be gold digger. I mean, what do you tell your kids? What do you tell your kids when they growing up? Marry a man with money. Fuck that. What happened to Paul Love? The motherfucker with a bus
car.
You
got shit.
What I'm saying? What happened to falling in love with that brother with a bus card? Now he got to have a lecture.
Well, I ain't never seen with no man on no bus.
I got a bus card. You don't want to holler at me. You know what I'm saying? I get to
police,
bus rides
true?
All day long.
What you say?
Say what again?
How am I supposed to hear what one person saying when it's 50 million people talking now? Shit now.
No, repeat the question to Miss Felicia. She didn't hear the question.
You want me to repeat the question? What happened to fall in love with a motherfucker with a bus card? How come I got to have a Lexus? What's up with that?
I don't feel that way. I don't feel that way. And I think your situation is an isolated incident. You just dealing with a crazy ass woman.
Damn!
Not crazy
as well. Well, I think they all gold dicks. And they get it from their mama.
That is not true, and I don't teach my daughter that way.
Exactly. Because I don't need none of y'all money.
I wasn't taught that way. My mama taught me to work and get my own.
Exactly.
No matter what a man is doing for me, she told me to get my own.
But you ain't turning nothing down, though, are you?
Hell no.
Hey, that's my whole point.
Why turn it down? I mean, if you are, that's totally different. If you offering,
exactly,
that's totally different. But I'm.
But we're also giving.
I'm still gonna be able to maintain on my own, whether you're there or not.
Yeah, well, we gotta offer something to get some.
What'd you say?
Whatever happened to just getting some for free? Now you gotta pay for it.
You know what? Now that part I gotta disagree with you, dog. I don't think. When's the last time you got something for free, man?
That's the whole point. That's what I'm saying. What happened to those days?
You probably messed up by starting to give something for it.
Yeah, you did start tricking early, dog. You really did start tricking early.
Whatever, dude. I don't trick, bro.
Well, I guess it ain't tripping if you got it.
So, Cass, don't you think that, either if they're doing it on the street or doing it in the house, it still amounts to prostitution, though, if you're collecting money for sex?
What? What the hell?
I mean, I thought.
You know what?
Nah, I mean,
I think that's the fact, though. If a dude is not going to have something for free and he has to pay for it, that amounts to prostitution. There's no way around it.
It is a way around it.
Wow.
Hold on, wait a minute.
I didn't mean to cut you off, but I just got to ask Abel this question.
Yeah.
In other words, you just pretty much called everybody all your prostitutes, right?
No. Well, what I'm saying, let me clarify my position here. What I'm saying is that if any sexual activities take place and money is involved, it doesn't matter whether it happened in a tall story building or on the street or wherever, it is prostitution because money is involved.
Okay.
In other words, you're saying you're going to drop that money and ask that question.
No, I'm not going to drop no money for nothing.
Wait. Abel.
Yeah.
Were your parents together?
What are you
doing? Should I eat?
Your mother and your father, they were in the same house all together.
Yeah, when I was born, my mom and dad were married.
Okay, so listen to this. Your daddy was saying for your mama back then when y'all was together. She did the same thing that men are doing now. You paying bills, you buying clothes. So what's the difference? So in a way, you just called somebody in your family a prostitute.
No. I think you got the whole story twisted, and you did
no,
not. You probably
you
did not.
Get the fuck out, man.
You did not get my point. And if you didn't, I'll try to clarify it once
obviously
more.
Obviously, you didn't get my point either.
What I said is this. Any sexual activity that takes place for money amounts to prostitution. You know, because of what prostitution is, when you have sex for money, that's prostitution. So, the brother was venting there that...
Paying bills is money, baby.
What?
Okay, but hold on before we get into this, before we go any further into this conversation, we are gonna come back on this one, and we gonna mellow this out. Hey, whoa, we gonna mellow this out, man. I know you said something, man. I know you said something about that one soul that you wanted to play today. I really think you need to play that other one today, cause we really need to mellow out today.
All right,
so,
go ahead and play.
So,
I can't find it.
We gonna play one of Father Time's all time classic hits. All right, y'all.
When I'm alone in my room, sometimes I stare at the wall, and in the back of my mind, I hear my conscience call, telling me I need a girl who's as sweet as a dove. For the first time in my life, I see I need love. There I was, giggling about the games that I had played with many hearts, and I'm not saying no names. Then the thought occurred, teardrops made my eyes blur, cause I said to myself, look what you've done to her. I can feel it inside, I can't explain how it feels. All I know is that I'm never dishing up the raw deal, playing make-believe, pretending that I'm true. Holding in my laugh as I say that I love you, saying I'm more, kissing you on the ear, whispering I love you and I'll always be here. Although I often reminisce, I can't believe that I found a desire for true love floating around inside my soul, because my soul is cold. One half of me deserves to be this way till I'm old, but the other half needs affection and joy, and the warmth that is created by a girl and a boy. I need love. Love search is really making me bug, and if you know who you are, why don't want to kiss you, hold you, never scold you, just love you, suck on your neck, caress you and rub you, grind, moan, and never be alone. If you're not standing next to me, you're on the phone. Can't you hear it in my voice? I need love bad. I got money, but love something I never had. I need your ruby red lips, sweet face and all. I love you more than a man who's 10 feet tall. I watch the sunrise in your eyes. We're so in love when we hug, we become paralyzed. Our bodies explode in ecstasy unreal. You're as soft as a pillow and I'm as hard to steal. It's like a dreamland, I can't lie, I've never been there. Maybe this is an experience that me and you can share. Clean and unsoiled, yet sweaty and wet. I swear to you, this is something I'll never forget. I need love. I'm no longer a playboy on the run. I need something that's stronger. Friendship, trust, honor, respect, admiration. This whole experience has been such a revelation. It's taught me love and how to be a real man. To always be considerate and do all I can. Protect you, you're my lady and you mean so much. My body tingles all over from the slightest touch of your hand. And understand, I'll be frozen in time till we meet face to face and you tell me your mind. If I find you, girl, I swear I'll be a good man. I'm not gonna leave it in destiny's hands. I can't sit and wait for my princess to arrive. I gotta struggle and fight to keep my dream alive. I search the whole world for that special girl. When I finally find you, watch my love unfurl. I need love. They go through my mind. I've come to realize that I need true love.
So long.
And if you want to give it to me, girl, make yourself seen. I'll be waiting. I love you.
Okay. We're back now. You know something? You know, I'll never realize this in all this time, dog.
What?
That's the cakingest goddamn song I ever heard in my damn life.
What?
That is the most cakingest song I've ever heard in my damn life.
That's a good song.
That's not. He just caked through the whole damn song.
That's Keith Sweat rapping.
Oh my God, that was dog. I never realized how horrible that song was.
And that's a good song, dude.
Dude, for real, I've never realized how horrible that song was.
Hey, Cass, is it because there's no love around nowadays? Is that the reason why it's horrible?
Hey, well, you know what? You know what's gonna happen to you.
You got knocked the fuck out, man.
Hey, well, let it go, man. Everything ain't pro-black. That song is just horrible.
Okay.
God damn, that's a horrible-ass song.
It's a good song. All
right, okay,
man, let's keep it going.
No, we not going to keep shit going. Janine.
Yes.
Look, she put the phone down. That's a long, horrible song.
It was just so long.
God damn, that's a long ass. That nigga cried for 15 minutes. Felicia.
What?
Was that a horrible song or what?
Why y'all be crying like that?
Wait a minute, hold on. Who do you think you cry like that, please? Is that what they be telling you? Is those the songs they be telling you? I mean, that's what they tell you.
All y'all do it. Ain't no exception. All y'all do it behind closed doors. Y'all ain't nothing but some big old babies.
I ain't never told you none of that.
Well, hey, I know I'm a big baby.
Oh my God! Yeah, you are.
Oh, goodness.
I'm in touch with my feminine side.
Oh, you got a feminine side, man?
Uh-oh.
I do not have a feminine side.
Okay.
Oh,
Ava.
Oh, Ava.
That's what the dream machine came in at.
I do not have a feminine side. I'm sorry. I do not have a feminine side.
Both of y'all in touch with y'all feminist side, right?
No. Okay.
Hold on, and Tama said y'all in touch with your feminist side, so I'm pretty sure next time y'all get around each other, y'all just gonna be.
There you go.
Funny, man. You got me fucked up, man.
With the green machine, Abel, where your story at, baby? If y'all remember, he had that same excitement when Cass asked him about that green machine. He was like, yes.
And why are you even bringing that out, man? Because we already talked about Easter. Was based on my misunderstanding of the question. It doesn't mean I have a green machine.
Y'all mad at the way you said it.
Hold on. Hey, Tama.
Yes.
Wait a minute. Hey, Tama. I think his next question he was gonna have to ask you is
saying nothing, slick, sucking and swallow.
Man, get that gay shit out of here, dude. I ain't with that gay shit, man. I'm about to put your ass on mute.
Oh, that gay
shit. I got something for you.
I'm big homie. I'm heavy structure. I'm hung low. If I pull my shit out, this whole room get dark.
I'm pretty sure after it's all said and done, after he big boned and hung low, and him and Abel get together, they're gonna both be.
Hey, Cass, man, I don't think that it sounds like a good joke, but it just doesn't match because I think men will have that kind of situation. Men will somehow have a feminine side to them that they want to explore. I do not have that, so you will never find me doing anything crazy like that. I'm a straight-out dude. You know, born a man will die a man.
I hear you talking. I mean, when you found your feminine side, you found your feminine side. I ain't nothing wrong with that.
Well, I don't have a feminine side.
If you go into the ladies' room, when you come out, you still a man, what difference do it make? It's okay.
Okay, hold on.
Check this out.
Wait a minute, hold on.
We got somebody new to the show. Her name is Camille. She says she got something she want to talk about, so go for it.
Camille?
That's what she just told me. Camille? Okay, I guess you don't got nothing to talk about.
Probably shy.
Can we talk about ex-wife, baby mama drama?
We can talk about whatever you want to talk about.
Why can't the ex-wife or the baby mama get over the fact that it's done and over with?
Because they still sleeping together.
No, I know that's not going on. They live probably 700 miles away, so I know that's not going on.
Well, wait a minute. Can you repeat that question one more time?
Why is it that the ex-wife or the baby mother cannot let it go, must constantly keep up drama or be unhappy because he's moved on.
Oh, shit, she still want him back.
Well,
hey, Felicia, what you got to say about that?
I think he's still messing with her in some type of way.
Well, no, she said they're 700 miles apart.
So they got airplanes and phones and things like that.
Oh, no, we're together every single day.
Every minute, every hour, every second, huh?
Now, hold on, y'all. Now, y'all got to get now, come here. I'm going to cut you some slack on this. Now, if the baby mama's 700 miles away, I'm pretty sure you see him way more than she do. I mean, what does she do exactly? Is it the constant phone calls?
It called me, not him. Calls me, want to call me out my name and, you know, just try and tell me stuff about their past as if I care about their past.
Now, is this his ex-wife or is this his baby mama?
Ex-wife.
Oh, they were married.
And
how long were they married?
Mother of the children. 10 years.
Oh, man.
10 years is a long time to get over.
That's right. They still feel a whole lot about one another. You know what I'm saying? It's not just going to disappear.
Well, that's
been
a lot
2 years
of time.
Now we've been together, and they've been separated for about going on 3.
So you've been with this guy for 2 years,
uh-huh.
And the baby mama, the ex-wife, is calling you personally?
Still, yeah.
Oh, shit, that sounds like some stalking shit.
What is he doing about it?
Good. That's a good question.
Good question.
He'll call or he'll check her and tell her, you know, not to call or, you know, the last way we kind of got that situation taken care of was just pretending like she had the wrong number and just play stupid like she had the wrong number. And then that's let it die down for about 2-3 weeks now.
So has he tried to address the issue in your presence while he's talking to her about her behavior?
Yes, definitely.
Were you satisfied with what he said?
Do what?
Were you satisfied with what he said to her while you were there?
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, I probably wouldn't have, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't curse as much as he has, you know, because he just gets angry that it's, you know, she's so ignorant, but, I mean, other than that, you know. But we
are your kids involved?
Yes.
Well, maybe that's why she's calling, because of the kids.
Because problems with the kids?
No, I'm saying maybe she's calling because of the kids. If they 700
calling
miles away.
My phone to call me a B and tell me about their past relationship because of the kids? What good is that doing for the kids?
Nah, that ain't doing nothing for the kids. I'm sorry, that ain't doing nothing for the kids.
Hey, I'm just trying to help the woman.
No,
I mean, but
she needs
some
psychological help, some counseling,
psychoanalysis.
Seriously, now, I mean, so her phone call is, I mean, I'm just trying to what? Hey, bitch, I used to fuck him this way or that way. That's her conversation towards you.
No, not quite. She does use the B word, but it's more like, well, he did this when we were together, or, you know.
Well, maybe she's warning you. Maybe she's, now, let me ask you a question. Were they together when you met him?
No. No. They have been divorced and separated and divorced for almost a year.
And he had no contact with her.
Well, he had that contact when he got kids,
I mean,
by.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about, you know,
she
you
has,
can
and also in this time
mom.
That we've been together, she's had about 3 to 4 different boyfriends herself, or supposedly been dating, staying in the house with the kids, living there, like living with her, or supposedly getting married.
Who is this talking, though? Is this Felicia, or who's this lady who just spoke? I have a question.
Come here.
Tamara, okay. Can I ask you this?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been with somebody before that you broke up with and still went back to them even though you guys broke up?
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's exactly what's going on there. There's a possibility that this lady, if the dude is not seeing her, like you said, he's not, there's a possibility that she still has something for him, but she's not coming in directly with it. So she has to come in directly with the hope that she can drive you away so that she can get back on board. So what I'm trying to tell you is that you have to stay on your ground, you know, like a giant, or else she's going to sweep you off.
Okay. I can understand that one.
I mean, you always can shoot her.
I want Molly Whopper sometimes.
We need to hook up. You just want to kill the ex wife. I want to kill the baby mama.
You guys are crazy.
I'm telling you, you know what we need to do? We need to get the first season of 48 and watch it together so we learn how to figure out how to commit the perfect crime and get away with it. I kill my baby mama, you kill your man.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Perfectly.
Say they did it to each other, huh?
Yeah, I'm right. They just happen to have an accident together.
So,
police cast.
So, let me ask a question, please.
Okay, I ask a question first. It is my show, man. Damn.
Okay. So you may proceed.
I am
sir.
So tired of this guy here. This guy is just driving me. No, I'm just joking with you. No, but let me ask you something. Come here. I mean, do we pay child support?
Yes.
He pay child support, and she's still just going at him hard, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Hold on for a second. Now, I got somebody in the chat room. Her name is Ridiculous. Whatever. She said... This is her talking. She said maybe he telling the ex-wife one thing and telling you something different.
When he talks to her, I'm around. 9 times out of 10, I'm around when he's talking to her.
Okay. So the young lady in the chat room, she said she's around when she's talking when he's talking to the ex-wife. So
Rod, you got
okay,
Mike, you got to think of it. Oh, sorry.
Now, come here. I'm on your side. I'm on your side because I've been through that. I've dealt with that evil person. So I'm on your side. I understand what you're saying. So y'all can't just get ready. Y'all can't always say that the man is doing something wrong. Sometimes you just got a woman that's just that bitter.
Oh.
But is that something you want to deal with?
I love him.
Is that?
Now,
that's something you have
him,
to think about.
I don't want to deal with it, but...
Well, that's something you got to think about, too.
That's very true. Who's
that, Janine?
Yes.
Oh,
yes, it is.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes, it is.
Well, come here. I have one more question for you.
Uh-huh.
You said 9 times out of 10, when he talks to her, you're there. But that one time, you're not there. So this is
right.
Where the communication is taking place.
Oh, come on, man. Get off of that, man. Damn, God, why do y'all keep trying to condemn the damn man?
You said,
get it on, man.
9 times out of 10.
So what? Man, get that man the benefit of a doubt. The woman's 700 miles away, man. God damn. I mean, wait, how are you going to hook up some shit? Oh, yeah, baby, I'm going to meet you at the hotel in 10 minutes. Motherfucker, you're 700 miles away. What the fuck did he do?
Oh, man, we just trying to make us look like we can't do that, but I think we can do the same thing, too, like we may do.
Okay, so every time he, that 1%, every time, that's the
what's
first
up,
thing
mom?
Come out
is
his mouth.
You fucking or what?
So if that's what y'all trying to say every time that he... Into that 1%. Shit. And then, y'all don't know that 1%. No, that 1% he probably telling
you
them.
You supported out your
ass. I mean, I'm on your side, Commander. you stand by your man. You stand by your man. Because, I mean, if he's saying you didn't hurt him to put her in her place, stand by your man. Shit. Is he a good dude? Is he a good dude?
He's a very good dude.
God-fearing,
you know, very God-fearing, and he's a really good guy, so.
So he's a Christian or a Muslim?
I'm Rick James.
Oh, no.
I'm Rick James.
You stand by your man. I mean, that for real, all bullshit is. You stand by your man. I mean, if he ain't showing you that he doing nothing all out the way or nothing fucked up, stand by him. I mean, so I'm saying everybody, I mean, everybody, yeah. Maybe they had a bit of breakup.
I mean,
how much can she do to you? She's 700 miles away. What can she do to you?
Right.
What type of threat would that be?
Fuck that. Girl, you know what you need to do? I'm telling you. Come and see me. We're going to work for you.
There you go.
And we going to commit the perfect crime.
We ain't going to be part of this accessory to murder.
Okay.
We don't need your help.
We out on this call, so we all know. So we will be part of this accessory.
Hey, you know what? You know what? If y'all ain't down with that. Hey, Smith, 48 hours, we can do this. We both have the same problem.
Try what we tried first, and then if that don't work, then we'll come back to the table on it. Come here.
Come here. Does it stress your man out?
Yeah.
The constant arguing.
When she calling and constantly
harassing.
Okay, well, because I get aggravated and I just get upset and and so that just But.
Well, just take his mind off of it. You know how to do that, right?
Yes, I do.
That's right. You know what to do. I guarantee he ain't gonna be thinking about nothing that she talking about after that.
If that don't work, we can make this happen. What state does this woman live in?
Georgia.
Oh, see, I got people down in Georgia too.
Who is this?
Listen.
You know what? Hold on, man.
I got people in Georgia for 40 ounce in the back of square. They can make that profit disappear for you, baby.
Hey, I'm not
nice.
Come here.
New program 100.
Yep.
Listening to this guy, only thing gonna happen. That's all y'all gonna be hearing. Y'all be sitting right under the block, huh?
I'm trying to keep him. I ain't trying to lose him.
I'm talking about the ex-wife. We gonna go get the ex-wife. I told you, I got people in Georgia. Want some St. Ives in the back of square. They do that. They handle that business for you. No, I'm just kidding. You know what? He gave you some good advice, though, Let your guy know, Try not to let it bother you. You know what I'm saying? If it do bother you, don't show him.
Yeah.
Because he already stressed the fuck out. You know what I'm saying? Now he's saying that now she's mad at me because she keep calling. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Don't show him that she upsetting you. You know what I mean? You got to be the bigger person.
Okay.
You feel me?
Damn sure don't show her.
All bullshit aside, you got to be the bigger person. See, I can get some knowledge when I have to.
I can do that.
If you could just get past killing your baby mama.
Nah, that's going to stick with me, man. One of us die. She probably committing. She probably thinking the same thing about me. You know what I'm saying? But we don't see that. We ain't got enough time. Hell no, ain't no love.
Yeah.
Fuck that. No, ain't no love. No love for her.
And baby, don't be listening to Abel. He's reading a book right about now. Something pro black Trump.
Man, I'm not reading no book, man. I'm listening to every word you got. You understand the words
he's
coming out of my mouth?
Hell no, I don't understand the words that come out your mouth. I don't understand the words that come out your damn mouth.
Yeah, okay, right. In other words, you try to put me on the spot as being because I'm a foreigner, so you know you're pretending like you don't understand the words that come out of my mouth. That's all right. I know how you are.
I mean, I'm trying to help you out, Abel. I'm on your side, but that, I mean, you didn't give us no type of confidence, man. You talking about that one part, that 1%. Come on, man. Ain't you supposed to be 5% or something?
I am still an African. Let's not forget that I am a full blooded African. But on the other side, though, the issue she brought up is what I was referring to. She said 9 times out of 10. But I've forgotten that. All we can tell Kamel is that she should show and continue to show, no matter what, that she is way better off this woman that's trying to take her from her man. Because I think she's more juicier and more pleasant to this dude than she was when she had a turn. So she has to keep it up, whether there's a 1% chance or not.
Right. What? I mean, you really took the time and thought about that.
No. No, I've just been listening to everything everybody's been saying, and in my own way of encouraging her to be a good person to this dude is to continue to be as sweet as she can, and hopefully that will knock this woman out. She won't even call anymore because she'll realize that this man now have a juicier woman than she was ever. So, I mean, she will knock herself out, you know, regardless of the fact that there's a possibility of a 1% conversation going on somewhere on the cover.
For all y'all that don't understand, we got dictionaries on SandCity69.name.com. You go there. We got a dictionary. We can break this down, everything Abel said.
No, it should be the AfricanDictionary.com, you know, then you'll be able to find my definitions.
Okay, hold on. I got a young lady who wants to respond to Kamir's problem. She was a young lady that was in the chat room. Okay, go ahead, Ridiculous.
Kamir.
Yes, ma'am.
Have you talked to her and told her, you know, if it's not involving the kids, don't call y'all house?
Yes, I have.
You have call ID?
Uh-huh.
And voicemail?
Yes.
Let her leave a message. If it's an emergency dealing with them kids, she'll leave a message. Y'all listen to it, and y'all can get back to it. If it's an urgent need, other than that, I wouldn't even answer the phone. I am an ex-wife, and I could give a blippity bleep less what my ex-husband does. I want him to give up his rights to his child, but he won't do that. But I'm a woman, too, and, you know, I wouldn't deal with that either. I just wouldn't answer the phone.
Yeah, that's been working for the last few weeks, so we're going to keep on doing that.
Hey, Ridiculous, you ain't my ex-wife, are you? No, I'm just kidding. I'm just playing.
Okay, so now I got a question for Abel, Ridiculous, and Kamir.
Bring it on.
Oh, there you go. Hey, man. y'all join SinCity69.name.com.
Do what? Can we do what?
I said, have y'all joined SinCity69.name.com.
Yes.
Is that what we're talking about now?
Sin City?
No, baby.
I'm talking about the website, sweetheart.
No, I haven't. It's my first time listening in.
Oh, okay. So now you need to go on and get on SinCity69.name.com. Make your page. You can see Abe whacking the damn fool.
Man, why are you on my kids today, man? Why are you hitting me up so hard today? Man, I ain't doing anything to you, dude. Why are you trying to pick me up?
Because you didn't get committed. You tried to get her that 1% that man was doing something. Come here. If you want to see the toy that Abel played with, look for the green machine. And that's Abel's personal preference. The green machine, the green monster is one of them. That's his personal preference.
Ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Are you single? Are you single?
No.
You're not single? You got any single friends? Well, you know, we play a game on Wednesday shows called a dating game. You got any single friends, you need to tell them to hook, you know, put a page up on SinCity69.ning.com so they can play the game with us. We're looking for all the single women and all the single men. We're trying to hook them up.
Hey, but like you
trying to do our part.
Abel?
Huh?
Hey,
you
single?
I am single, man.
No,
you are single?
Yes, I am.
Well, I mean, you missed the gay and lesbian show a couple of weeks back, but we can see if we can find somebody for you.
I don't play that game, you know, because I'm looking for the real deal. So just play around.
I know you're looking for the real deal. That's why you keep talking about that green machine. I know you're looking for the real deal.
Man, that's not... Hey, man, your imagination about what I'm looking for is not real. It's like you are about 10,000 miles away from reality.
Oh, okay.
Shut up, bro. Hey, y'all, check this out. We coming up with a new game to play on Tuesdays, too, so y'all be looking out for that. Everybody got to go to SinCity69.ning.com and get all the details. You heard me? We got prizes, too, for the winner. Felicia, we got you covered.
Okay.
Yeah, you know she's
going
to
get
covered. Started.
We,
no,
that's why I'm letting her know. We got you covered. Felicia won the last contest, y'all, so we got her covered. All right.
Abel, you playing?
I'm still here, man. What's up?
I'm just asking what you're playing, man. I thought your name would have. All right, now, you know, we're coming down to the last couple of minutes, so, you know, we kind of let everybody get their last little say-sos in and whatnot. Since we got some people new to the show. Come here, since you're new to the show, any last comments, anything you want to say, air out, whatever. Go ahead. You can say what you want to about the ex-wife, too.
I don't have nothing to say about her. I expended enough energy on her.
Call her bitch. Go ahead.
You got me.
I bet you're going to feel good as soon as you say it. Say it. Go ahead. One time.
I'm not going to say it.
Okay.
I'm not.
That bitch. Fuck that bitch.
Okay. All right, well, what else you want to say, then? Anything goes in San City.
Well, next time, talk about an egotistical boss.
An egotistical boss.
Mm-hmm.
We do a show tomorrow night, too, at the same time now, just to let you know that, since you knew.
You must work for Father Time.
Do what?
I
must work for Father Time.
Yeah, you must work for Father Time.
why you say that?
The most egotistical producer I ever seen in my life.
Hey, man, it's not my fault, man. It's not my fault. It's my mother's fault.
See, you
created this.
You're interrupting her while she's talking. See, there you go. Just egotistical.
I'm just letting her know.
You still not letting her talk. Come here, go ahead, baby.
Well, he just think he know everything and don't and just know a little bit of nothing.
Oh, okay. So. See, that's all. She's finished. All you have to do is just let her get it out. Egotistical. Ridiculous. What's up, baby?
Oh, gosh.
Ridiculous. I'm not talking to you, Abel. Man, as soon as somebody says something about Big Ed, I was just trying to see if you got any last words to comment to anything.
Oh, no, not really. I just wish Kamir and her man the best, and hopefully the little psycho ex-wife will get the pitch and quit calling and harassing y'all.
Thank you.
Okay, so you
Thank you very much.
So you joining us tomorrow, right?
Tomorrow, yeah, I probably do.
Okay, well, it ain't like Ridiculous. You got to join us. You too, Kamir. You going to join us again tomorrow, same time?
Same
time.
Okay. Miss Toya, baby, any last words?
Yes, you know what? I wanted to tell little Miss Kamir, as long as you happy, at the end of the day, that's all that matters.
You're right. You are right.
Oh, okay. Janine, any last words?
What you say? Yes.
You say what?
What you say?
Oh.
Say what again? Say what again? I dare you. I double dare you, motherfucker. Say what one more goddamn time.
Oh, God. You know by now you can't say what on this show. You cannot say what on this show. Don't y'all know that by now?
Any last words, baby?
I just want to say, you know, I've been through that. It wasn't an ex-wife. It was a baby's mama, and I would never go through that again. So I would just tell you to really think about it, because that's something she may never, ever stop. Never, ever. And I thought I could handle it and go through with it, but it just wears you out.
Mm-hmm.
Be strong, baby.
Okay.
Be strong.
Mm-hmm.
Alicia.
Yes?
Any last words, baby?
Nope, I'm just waiting for my gifts with the plural S.
What?
We got you.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. Abel's
here, listening.
Any last words, Abel?
Well, I just want to, since everybody's giving Kamel this very special treatment, I guess I'm no different. I have to say that Kamel, don't give up. You know, I mean, I'm sorry if my word was misunderstood about 1% whatsoever. That should not discourage you. I think you got something great going on there. Just keep on being a sweet mama. And this other negativity will just completely disappear overnight. I guarantee it.
What? Abel.
Thanks, Abel.
Yeah, I'm here.
Abel, the show is only 2 hours long, man.
what are you trying to say? I'm not taking up all the time, man. Why are you guys thinking of me today, man? You know,
I'm just fucking with you, dog. Oh,
that's
you know
all
how we
good,
do,
huh?
Man.
I know, that's all good. Right, but this is a nice family.
All right, any more last care. Words? I got some last
dog.
Words. My last
wow.
words is, Kamir.
Mm-hmm.
I got people in Georgia. We can make that happen, all right?
All right, roger that.
Make sure you put your page up on Sin City. Get you a Sin City t-shirt. Don't forget those T-shirts, y'all. We got some new designs on the site. It's all good. You know what I'm saying? Right. Join us tomorrow night, 8:30. We doing the same thing all over again. Tomorrow's show is Intimate Encounters, so be ready.
Yeah, we'll get back to real food then. Well, thanks to everybody for calling. Another great show, as always. Love all y'all for calling. We're gonna send it out here. Right, you know what? Check this out. We're going to send this out here. Now, don't forget, sincity69.name.com. We're going to send this out. You know, I'm going to send it out. Now, I said every week I'm going to send a song out. Last week I sent that one out to Felicia. Janine, you still here with me?
Yes.
I'm sending this one out to you. Everybody, good night. Love everybody.
Let's get it, shorty. Oh, it's that shit right here, nigga.
Oh, wrong song. Didn't want that one for you. I know which one I want for you. This one right here.
Jeezy. What up?
Where you at?
Shit, I'm in the hood. Where you think I'm at, man? You know, shit.
Still coming over.
Hey, man, what I told you earlier, man, I'll be through that, man.
I've been waiting for you since you left me.
That's how you feel.
Red dog, hit my trap, got my forehead flowing and trapping out there. Can't wait to
I'm
get home.
I'ma tell
in the bench, she ain't got no pants on. So have to hit the door, she's already
gone. I'ma tell them what's up.
Two logs, two shots of Patron. Great juice, got a loose.
Hey, I'ma tell
them what's
up. Hey, USDA
in the
motherfucking building. I'ma tell them got one baby mama. No bitch, no wife. Like Park, you need a thug in your life. A young nigga to straight come through and beat it up. Let your man be the freak, he can eat it up. Shawty got the fine, she ain't let me die yet. Got an Aquafina flow, call it wet, wet. Baby good with a mouth, says the right thing. Got a head on her shoulder, does the right thing. If she a bad bitch, you already know. Bass like Trina and a ass like Jackie O. Got a gangster on a mission. Best believe I know all the right positions. She like it slow from the front, fast from the back. Put the pound game on her, hit her from the back. I'm young and thuggin', I don't give a fuck. He can make love to you, I'ma beat it up.
I'ma tell them what's up.
Gangsta would have let her come to the house. Hey. Let her play matter with slick. When we in the bedroom, it's like to play with the stick. Yeah. I know just how to handle her. No amateur, baby, I got stamina. She's in the deck, now she grinding to the beat. Legs vibrating, now she messing up my sheet. Got a fist full of hair and a fist full of ass. She came first, I came last. Roll the grass.
To the side, cause real players keep reserves when it's clutch time. Matter of fact, my bottom bitch love to ride pine. She know when daddy lead the block that it's cut time. I'm in the trenches getting riches with my comrades. We fold hoes up like slaps in the player pad. Pretty skin, sicky hair, plus that ass fat. Fresh kicks on your feet, yeah, I'm digging that. Slick and Seiko, your boy slinging wood, bitch. You want that straight drop dick, come to the hood, bitch. I like to scout them ghetto hoes up in 20 grand, cause them the ones that be with that freaky shit, man. Two drinks, three beans, now she rolling, man. The tool and the throat, I'm just tonsil patrolling, man. True pros with this shit, we ain't new jacks. We drill hoes and switch them up like fitted caps.
Hey, girl, keep my trap, got my forehead flowing, trapping out there.